Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me once again from the Iosco Aranac District Library, Lynn Bigelow. How are you today, Lynn?
I'm great.
Well, I know when you come in, it's either got to be just around Halloween or just around summertime, and I'm guessing it's time for the summer reading program.
I think you guessed right.
All right, well, let's talk about it. Looks like another very ambitious schedule this year.
Yep, we're pretty busy. New people coming in, a couple, and we have a lot of our old favorites. They'd probably be upset if I called them my old.
Oh, yeah,
but
that's
our,
right.
Just our favorites.
There you go. Yeah. Returning favorites. Well, we start very soon with the June 19th date.
Yes, we have Wildlife Safari. This is our third year with them. That is live animals. You know, dead animals don't do quite as well.
Not as much
but
fun, you're right.
Live animals, we never know what we're going to have. Nelson, who's the animal guy, he brings whatever wants to come that day because he does go back and forth from, he's down by Southeast Michigan, down by Canton.
Yeah.
Last year, he always brought Elsa, the Siberian lynx, I think it was. I'm sure she's Siberian. It was one of those Eastern European countries.
Right.
But she was beautiful. And she was, what's nice about these, you can actually pet the animals.
Oh,
we've
really?
Had armadillos. We've had different foxes, chinchillas, which, oh my gosh, they're so cute. And
neat.
Sugar gliders, just amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, the reptiles, big snakes. We know how I feel about big snakes. So you never know. He gets four or five animals, and you just never know.
Wow. All right. 3 days next week. Where is he going to be?
Now, we've had a change this year.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do Oscoda at 10:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And then East Tawas at 2 in the afternoon at the community center. That's a big change. And then on Wednesday, he's going to be at Whittemore at 10:30 a.m., Plainfield and Hale at 2 p.m., and Omer at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And then we finish Thursday the 21st, a Gray Community Library at 10:30 a.m. and the Mary Johnston Memorial in Standish at 2 p.m.
All right. So there's your first week. And then after that, is this something new? Rock and Roll Bookshelf?
No, it's probably a new program.
Okay.
It's Doug Shear. He has a lot of different programs he does. I never can say enough about Doug. He is just so energetic. He is just so fun. And he just knows how to handle a crowd.
Right.
I just am always amazed. He's one of the leading educational performers in the U.S.
Okay.
So he's a lot of fun. We do a lot of stuff. It's fun, but you know, it's that dread word, educational. But he makes it so much fun. We always enjoy him.
All right. Where's Doug going to be and when?
Tuesday the 26th, he's going to be in the Robert J. Parks Library in Oscoda at 10:30 a.m., the East Tawas Community Center at 2 p.m., and then Wednesday the 27th, Whittemore at 10:30 a.m., and Plainfield Township and Hale at 2 p.m., then finishes up Thursday the 28th at All Gray Community Library at 10:30 a.m., and then Mary Johnston in Standish at 2 p.m.
All right. Well, up next, I know this guy's been here before, and he's a lot of fun.
Paleo Joe.
Yeah.
The fossil guy.
Yep.
Fossils and dinosaurs. As he says, you know, dinosaurs rock too.
They do.
Fossils rock
too.
He always does a good talk. He always has some nice samples of fossils.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the T-Rex tooth because and I like him talking about the T-Rex. He's one of our favorites. He's really, you know, you would think because it's not a high energy, it would be, but kids love it.
Yeah, they love their dinosaurs and their fossils.
And they just take those names off like you can't believe.
You're right. Well, where is Paleo Joe going to be?
That's the 4th of July week.
Okay.
On Tuesday, he's going to be at the Robert Parks Library at 10:30 a.m. and East Tawas at 2 p.m. And then Thursday at the Augray Library at 10:30 and the Mary Johnston and Standish at 2 p.m.
All right. Yeah, taking the 4th of July off there.
Yeah.
And then, while we're in July, another magician.
We had him for one day last year. He's from Bay City, young man, Cameron Zavara.
Yeah.
He just loves what he does, and that comes across so well. And he's the one I told you that did, I'm hoping he does it this year. He was on a pogo stick, and he was juggling three machetes.
Oh, my stars.
And if you've ever been in Augray or Standish libraries, those are tiny libraries.
They are.
And in Standish, I thought, this is it. This
man.
Is where it all falls apart. But, you know, he did great, and he does a lot of different things. Like I said, he's young, and he's just, he's exuberant.
Well, where's Cameron going to be in when?
He's going to be at Oscoda Library at 10:30 a.m., East Tawas at 2, Wednesday the 11th, Whittemore at 10:30, and Plainfield at 2, and Thursday the 12th, Augray at 10:30, and the Mary Johnston and Standish at 2.
All right. Well, as always, that's the first half of the schedule. We will have you back in to talk about the second half of the summer reading program, but if they want more information, Lynn, the website probably the best place to go.
Yes, IOSCOAranaclibrary.org, and check out our calendar, because there's a lot of different programs going on, a lot for grown-ups, and we also have the Booked for Lunch at the Friends groups from Tawas and East Tawas do every Thursday. That starts at 21st. But there's a lot going on.
Boy, no doubt about it. Lynn Bigelow from the Iosco Aranax District Library. Always a pleasure, Lynn, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next month.
I know. It'll seem like tomorrow or something.
It will. You're right.